I've always said, if I wasn't so in love with the ocean, I'd live in the mountains of North Carolina. Every year, when summer hits, we all find excuses for weekend escapes and ways to cool and slow down. To appreciate the wide mountainous vistas, the sweet cool evening air, cultural richness, and hidden quirkiness. After visiting some regular haunts in Nashville, it's time to explore the other unique attractions. There's the myth-inspiring Land of Oz theme park from the 1970s, a miniature world built on top of a mountain to recreate the experience of the Wizard of Oz movie. It's been formally closed for almost 40 years, but the abandoned park still hangs on. The faded yellow brick road, bricks uneven and gritty, weave through the forest, guiding visitors to Munchkin Land, the Witch's Castle, and the Emerald City. And then finally, there's my favorite. The retro mountain attraction located in Cherokee, North Carolina, Santa's Land, home of the famous Rudy Coaster. Okay, before you judge, there's a sentimental attachment here from my youth. I distinctly remember as a six-year-old child on a family vacation out in the mountains, the billboards proclaiming the incredible Santa Land. The billboards were not as prolific as the ultra-tacky South Carolina attractions south of the border, but they gave a good fight to try to be noticed, and through my six-year-old eyes, they were certainly noticed. As we crossed the border into Cherokee, I saw the red and green pennant flags waving in the distance, along with a two-story tall sign with a laughing Santa face beckoning all to come and visit. My parents pulled into the lot without hesitation, already knowing my excitement through simple osmosis. Fast forward almost 30 years. We pull into the Santa's Land parking lot. The faded smiling Santa still beckons, and the pennants are now lime green with red trim. Walking through the turnstile and stepping onto the white painted asphalt, meant to give the illusion of fresh fallen snow on a summer day, it all looked like time had never touched this place, other than the feeling that everything is always much smaller than you remember as a child. It's a bizarre world of two-story tall painted sculptures of snowmen, reindeer, and even the Easter Bunny, who must be on the naughty or nice list. It's a very well-staffed park with employees of all ages donning green elf wear with green tunics, tights, and even little elf hats and red feathers. It's a scene out of David Sedaris' books, with elves of all ages from 16 to 90 running around, smoking while operating the Ferris wheel, serving hot dogs and fudge from Mrs. Claus's kitchen, or driving the miniature train that circles the park. It's divided into various attractions of rides, petting zoos, and a pond with paddle boats, and a miniature village where you walk into buildings and press a button and watch day-glow scenes with costumed Sears Roebuck mannequins and music come to life before your very eyes, such as Santa's workshop or a church choir. Though the mysticism and magic of the place that I saw through the eyes of youth had faded to my adult eyes, through nostalgia, innocent fun, and the imagination of a bygone era, Santa is still able to bring us Christmas in July.